Hi, it's Dan here from Flexible, and today I'm going to show you how we get 30 to 50% response rates from dead leads. Let's dive in. I'm really excited to be able to show this to you lot today. We've been testing this inside our own business, and the response rates are just incredible, okay? You might have heard of the Dean Jackson 9-word email. This really, really dominates that. But the thing is, it only works with SMS. It probably doesn't work as well with email. You should give it a go. But when we collect all of our leads, we always have phone numbers. So we prefer to work with SMS, right? I'm going to put these messages up on the screen in a little bit, but I want to explain kind of how it works and why it works. When we send out the first SMS to the client, what we want to do is to be able to get the binary response, yes or no, and then we want to send them another SMS to get them started and qualified again, all right? And some people can use like humans to be able to do that, but we use ChatGPT to be able to respond and qualify them back out and then send them straight to the client, okay? Worked very, very well. Super easy offer to sell, super easy to deliver on, and super profitable as well. Okay, there'll be a link below in the description box which will give you more information on it so you'll be able to have a crack at it yourself, okay? So the first message, I'm going to bring it up on the screen. We call them like a sales awakener or a hand raiser. It's Sarah here from Clients Biz. Is this the same name that got a niche quote from us in month? Okay, it might sound a little convoluted, but let's do it for an insurance company. It's Sarah here from ABC Insurance. Is this the same Rebecca that got a life insurance quote from us in July? All of those things can be pulled in dynamically. Client Biz is just a set fixed field. Your name can be done from the client CRM. You got the niche, which is just fixed. And then you got the month, which would be pulled in from the when the lead was generated as well, right? So when people see this, it's less of a kind of offer-based hand raiser, and it's more, you looked for this offer, but I'm just double checking it's you, okay? They come back with a yes or a no, and this is the one that gets between 30 and 50% response rates, okay? And if they get back with yes, then we say, thank goodness I had you on a post-it note stuck to my computer to give you a call, but didn't want to disturb you without checking first. Are you still looking? And why I really like this is because in the day where like my phone gets hit up with like cold SMSs from people that must have bought data or something, like almost every day, and it's super annoying and I just blank it, right? But when we're able to be a little bit more courteous about our outreach and be a little bit more human about it, then it flies under the radar and people are able to get back without feeling threatened, all right? That's the power of the first message. And the second message is there's a lot of pre-framing going on here as well, right? So I had you on a post-it note stuck to my computer to give you a call, all right? They read this. If they get back to this message, they know that they're about to get a call, okay? Are you still looking? Question mark. All right, this is really profound when I think it comes to how you can use this type of messaging in order to, get some more juice out of leads that have already kind of been given up on by your clients. All right. It's going to be an absolute game changer. And I really think you should give it a go, even if you do it manually to begin with. You know, if you've got a database in high level or whatever CRM you have of old clients, then just do it manually. Send a message out as you and see what happens and follow this verbatim. And I'm pretty sure you're going to make some sales from it straight away, okay, in any niche as well. Okay, so you might be asking, yeah, this is all well and good, Dan, and I might have a client with a small database of 100 leads or whatever that is, and maybe I can manage them if I get back to it manually. And then when they say they want to call back, message the client or whatever and tell them to give this lead a call, but it sounds kind of clunky. And yeah, that is clunky. You can't do that at scale. You're going to make some sales from it immediately if you give it a go. But with me and the way that I run my stuff is that I always want low energy, high output. All right. So I really want to make the most amount of money with the least possible work. Okay. And the way we do this after they get back to the second message is a hand raiser. All right. I've got a video here which explains how we use ChatGPT to be able to respond and qualify and then book the leads into the client's dialing system or whatever that is, off the back of, you know, being qualified by ChatGPT, all right? There's a whole video here. I give you the prompts. I give you the hand raises. I give you the the email templates to land clients. I give you everything you need to be able to give this a go on your own, okay? So you might be asking, what type of industries or niches does this work for? So a lot of people that might be watching this video, they might know me. They might already have clients that they've generated leads for from paid traffic. It could be pay-per-lead. It could be retainer-based models. And you might have some clients that have, generally our rule of thumb is having a database of 3,000 people or more of dead leads that they've forgotten about. They want to have a CRM that they can download the CSV file or whatever that is and hand it over to you, which they will do willingly, by the way. And they want to have a service which is probably over about $1,500 commission in total, okay? You know, if we sell a life insurance policy over here in the UK, then the commission's, I think, about £1,000, right? So we want to be able to split £500 with the client and £500 to us because we're doing everything on a performance-based deal. If you're doing it for home improvement, then it could be solar panels. You know, I don't know what the numbers are, but let's say the average solar panel install is 15K, equipment costs and labor and all of that is 10K and there's 5K profit. As the agency that's re-engaging and bringing the sales in, we want to take 50% of that 5K, which will be 2,500 a sale, all right? If it is personal injury, then some of these are really, really chunky commissions. You know what I mean? They could be 20, 30K. Again, you want to push for 50% of that figure. And if your client is pushing back and not giving that, then just walk away from them, okay? You want to make it very clear that you are the chooser here, not the chosen, all right? There's plenty more fish in the sea. There's plenty more people you can put this offer in front of, okay? So, you know, there's really a lot of opportunity here. The old way of doing this and database reactivation is not not new. What I'm teaching here is not new, but it is new because we have the ability to be able to replace their appointment setters and all of the people that are kind of in responding to their SMSs in their CRM or whatever it is. Now we can do this all with ChatGPT. So it's much faster, much cheaper, and much more profitable, okay, because our what we call our ChatGPT Android works 24/7, 365 days a year, all right? Once we get those hand raises out and we get things rolling, it just happens on autopilot. It is a beautiful thing, all right? So listen, I hope you've enjoyed this video today. As I said, there'll be some more information in the description box about how you can do that. The video that I showed you that I referenced up here before is available for you to watch. It'll give you everything you need, including the prompts, the snapshot, and you should be able to get going pretty quickly. If you've got any questions or comments in the description box and, you know, subscribe to our channel and like our video and all that type of cool stuff. All right, I'll speak to you soon. Take care.